The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Nam Vi is one of hundreds of LGBT performers in Vietnam who have found confidence and a way to earn a living through lotto shows, a form of entertainment dating back to the French colonial era and now wildly popular in the South. Like many sexual and gender minority people in Vietnam, the 26-year-old has faced stigma and discrimination for much of her life, despite a gradual change in social attitudes in the communist state.
The LGBT group cannot have jobs that are considered high in society because we suffer from discrimination right since we were at school, so we didn't have much motivation to continue with our studies. There are some with high education, but not many.
Up until the 1990s, such performances were a regular part of rural life in the South, but their appeal began to fade until Saigon Tan Toy burst onto the mainstream nightlife circuit in 2017. Vietnam is seen as relatively progressive on LGBT issues. The one-party state lifted the ban on same-sex marriage in 2015, although it stopped short of full legal recognition for the unions, and a long-promised transgender law to allow legal gender changes has not yet materialized. Facing ruin as orders from Western brands collapsed in the coronavirus pandemic, many Bangladeshi garment factories have been given a lifeline with orders to make protective masks, gloves, and gowns for export. Nonetheless, hundreds of thousands of workers who used to work in export-oriented apparel factories in the South Asian country remain jobless despite the new orders and some recovery in Western markets. At factories in the industrial town of Sabar, just north of Dhaka, thousands of workers are now working 8-hour shifts, 6 days a week, making personal protective equipment. On the factory floor, sewing machines operated by hundreds of workers whirled loudly beside huge stacks of white and light blue gowns.
When I heard Bexamco Group was opening this PPE making hub, I came and I joined here.
Bexamco, a major supplier to the owners of brands like Zara, Calvin Klein, and Tommy Hilfiger, last month exported 6.5 million medical gowns to U.S. brand Hanes, and it expects to export some $250 million worth of protective gear this year.
I feel lucky for getting work in this factory, while many others lost jobs, now facing difficulties living. At least I can feed my family and parents.
For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.